Rav did the stigma with you. He brings away from Shavuos Eidus. I'm Ram, very good with Shavuos Elohid Aleph. Because of Isis is Bia Dechod. So Yodlo and Mrs. Bailo, the Kofa, Chai Bishavuos Eidus. Ilu Hei, Tais and Nisais, Benetelis Ksubo. The Med, Ramurim, Tais and Nisais, Benetelis Ksubo. The Med, Ramurim, Tais and אבל מין לא ליג ויש לבוס אלו מין הכאן כי אמין זה פרדו משבוס אידוס אין מבוא אל הנה Yes, was Eidus, and Eidus, which was Eidus. I mean, a potential aid that the refuses to. Refuses to be made in Moya and the Nishma doesn't know any of the El Chaydus. It's Chayv only if it's the Eidus moment. That's his side. So, what constitutes Eidus moment? And they have the same limitation on the Kanka, there's no Shvu. So, if there's a Shiva Metatlin, Shiva would Metatlin, the Eidus Chayv. We will have the Dech of the Eshel Ligba is Ben Mekaga Ben Metatlin, then they can make this Eidus Shem Metatlin. If there's only Kaga, that's both, it's Kaga Metatlin, that's Chayv. Because, excuse me, might know. So we have the third side of the triangle. Shavuos Eidus, Korban Shavuot, and Shavuos Ebikodin, and the Chiyuv Shavuos made the mixas. So of course, Maishno, Korban Shavuos Eidus, and Korban Shavuos Ebikodin. The post of the Kaif be moved to Bishar Porto. Baba Gam Shom Yeshi Gam Bukwas Metadlin, and every Shad is both Metadlin and Kakois El Vadai. The Shani Shavuos Eidus, the Vinish Dekvias Eidus, and Eitz Mechoif. The Shavuos Eidus doesn't have to be that the Eidus is not stealing the Choif. That is just refraining from being made Eidus moment. That it being his refraining from being made Eidus moment. Anything that pertains to the moment of Tatlin's Chayv, even though his Eidus might also pertain to Eidus, might also pertain to moment Kaka, but it's not a pointer. It's not a pointer. As long as it's also moment with Tatlin, it's Mechayv and Meshvur. But Shane Kane, Shavuos Ebikodin, it's also the pshat is the chiyuv is for something else. The chiyuv is for the gzeil, not for the shvur. The shvur great or some for swing falsely about moment. The chiyuv Shavuos Ebikodin not for swing falsely about moment. That's what I'm just saying. The chiyuv is for stealing the moment. And there is shvur stealing, and he is stealing the chayv. Stealing the chayv is if he denies with the shvur, he denies any eliminates the shvur, denies any kind of shivu nechosim. Hakubakol mikol. So that's to include the mekaka in the shvur, because the mekaka is not included in the shvur. The mekaka is not included in the shvur. So then he didn't successfully steal the chayv, because stealing the chayv means he's saying that nothing I have is available to you for gvir, because I don't owe you anything. Let us speak on that point again. He doesn't have to say, I don't owe you anything. He has to say that nothing you have is available for you for Gviyah, for Peron, for Gviyah. And so he has to include all his possessions, all his Metalin, and all his Kaukois. That's the same idea, Ben Mesek. Zayn, talking about Gzelin. Gzelin means saying that the moment is unavailable, not just denying the Choyv. The Choyv is an abstract dinion, denies the Choyv. But the Gzelas Achoyv includes, or is defined by better, the saying that the Nechosim he has and not available, and not yours for the taking, because he has no home anything. The gzeilas hachoyv, because the etzim chimnochamos. I think you can tell too. The etzim chayv is moment all because it leads to kesef hanigva, like we said yesterday at the end. That's what gives the etzim chayv at din moment. So here we're talking about gzeilas hachoyv. So something is not moment, you can't steal it. Something which is bad, some not moment, you can't see, I'm still saying which is not moment. The most exile first the moment. So, talking about exile sechoyv, according to Abchaim here, exile sechoyv means to steal the to eliminate the din, to eliminate the din that normally she would go for the chayv, gives a din to be goyve, and he says no chayv, therefore it's no din to be goyve. But that's the shvuah, the gzela consists of removing the all of the chosin from the gvi of the malvin. Yeah, so then not to explain that law. I mean, the punch will be removing mail of yesterday. So as long as the shvuah pertains to the kalka, and kalka can be mechayev, so we say down meocha the kalka. Let's say when the shvuah nechosin, which means a zchus moment in the kalka, So then we say that there has to be koyfer in the shvuah kalkois, because if he wasn't koyfer in nishma the shvuah kalkois, he didn't successfully steal the whole koyf. So when he swears about everything, if the shvuah that was chal on kalka can't be mechayev. It's a shvuah on if you have a shvuah on A, B, C, and D, and the Torah says the shvuah on A isn't mechayev, but you need A not to be mechayev a koven. So here A is the kalka. So since the shvuah on kalka is not mechayev, but without shvuah on kalka, shvuah on kalka is not mechayev a koven shvuah. Without shvuah on kalka, he didn't successfully steal the chayev, so therefore he's popped it from a koven shvuah. But that's the vote. Now Shane came, shvuah's aid was any shvuah pertaining to the moment. The aid is not stealing the money. The aid is not stealing money. We don't say the aid, and the aid is not chayiv because he's helping the chavez. This guy, the other guy, steal the money. The aid is chayiv for im lo yagid b'shvuah. Im lo yagid. He doesn't. He refrains from aid this moment. It's chayiv b'shvuah. It's chayiv if he was nishma. He had aid this moment to say it. He didn't say it, so he's chayiv. Kol b'shvuah. What was aid this moment about the shivim metaltim? You don't need the edus of the edus doesn't have to pertain to the etzem choiv. But even if the edus pertains to a specific metaltlin, if the mishub the choiv or not. Show you, but it doesn't make age and have gemin. The age and have gemin. The lenient moment pertains to moment, even though the big picture the remains unchanged. That he's a loyv and he's a malve. The kov way do some says gam ken chayov mishlum shvos aydus. I can't have a chayov gam al milve shemesham. The kov way do some came the yochol igvays mi metal gun vishav gemin a bezeh. But now he now in chiv shvos the kav say kamosh lenis boer. I think you can get any questions. El the culture of his asuk it bomb see, not like this. The Mishanik Mod Lochi Ain Spon Ashashkosh by some dinmin stoma. Mabe Mahomish. And let's look at the Torah Sefer, it should be Stein. Right, look at the Torah Sefer. Because Shalosh of Shem Lossah says Chayiv. It's a mean Stein. And the whole Gemara he talks about is talking about Stein. Stein is part of Stein. Look at the Torah Sefer in the Chayim. Did anybody pick up the new Chayim? No. The ones, no, the ones that I had? Okay, good. What?
It says Shalosh.
Okay. It should be shtayim l'chayim. That's what I'm saying. Shum t'have a kvir shibu kakoyis. Shtayim is kvir shibu kakoyis. Shalosh is chamein. The Gemara doesn't... He's not going to be a Megashia. He's going with the posh of the Gemara where we have it. Ufi ma shizbo ere kol hay doz chayim shibu shtar. So why is it kvir shibu kakoyis? Ufi ma shizbo ere kol hay doz chayim shibu shtar tzorech liyesh kay doz mit tatul kayem diga chayim vum mit tatul. What's the text of this line? The text of this line is came the chayv metalin. Since every chayv entails shibun nechosim, the only chayv that doesn't entail shibun nechosim is a ksuba migudin before the kohen goyim. That's the only chayv which is no metalin. So the ikar choyv is metaltlin. Means the that's the meaning of a choyv is metaltlin because the lihashi wouldn't metaltlin. The name of the
Maybe saying
we say
the way
you've
been learning all it's equal.
No one is number one. It's kind of like Fuka, yeah, it's stupid, man. It's not common. We had a question yesterday. What if the person owns no metal whatsoever? He doesn't have a shred of clothing on his back. We're going in the fight to call it the Gavrati Loy, literally. It's a Yesh line. I don't know. Beneath the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord, it's like this. The Gemara says, Madom Helech Potu, so that's the beginning of the Gemara. Kol Edo Ashtar, Potu. That's the Gemara says, right away, the Gemara says, Kasha, on Shtayim is Potu, because Shtayim the Komeiti Bei Ashtar, Helechu. Yeah. The time would have, yeah, now you go to Helech Bei Fekoli. This is Reb Chaim's line. Time with Helech Mevur Besug Yeshom means the number Aleph. L'chaim Shom Tav Vekeve Bakol. Mitvot Helech Keve Bakol. The door is not relevant anymore. The tree is reduced to three on what's left after the. The peroin, the hay loch. So mainly, of the reduced tree is kaif hakel. I think we call this line Reb Chaim when we started the sugya. It's kaif hakel. It remains kaif hakel. Harei, the do shtar, so if shtar is haylach, it's because choshuv kepur betashlumin. Lina made the mixas. Lina part of mishvur. Because Helich means to offer peroin. Every doshar, he has peroin. And it needs to be explained. Good, we explained with the Rashi. We came across the Rashi. We didn't explain it. We see again, Mr. Shem. Hey, the doshar choshev kol betashlumin. And here, B'chaim has his. This is B'chaim's. What's B'chaim about to say here? What is shtar and how is shtar? There's two things. And this is B'chaim's whole halach here. The shtar is peru betashlumin. That's a fact according to everybody. That the shtar is peru betashlumin is negeh helach. That's the second point. Right, the two points. That's the whole shtickle here. That is what shtar is peru betashlumin. That's a fact. That's not talking about chayish of chiyin of sheshes. But after the fact, the shtar is peru betashlumin. As the potter chayiv in shvus, it means that's chayish of chiyin of sheshes. Right. So now let's see what he says. And that's put in one sentence what he's about to say. Means he's not a made mitzvah anymore, and he's part of mishvur. That's if you hold helach spotum. The result of making peyoyin and tashlumin is helach is a pur shvur. And v'apchiyat the poly shom similar to gam helach chayiv. Hayinu shom similar to gam helach choyse aysay kibur. And gam can have a made mitzvah. Or the chazin b'chaim gam helach. The harish olchav nelchol. The pshuta v'peruah. This is the loyka the mukayesef. The loyka ha balamor. I mean, it's not the balamor. Balamot now needs to read Balamot. Balamot says Machoigis Rechin Mosheches is where the Mizuman Litain is Kil Nosan. And Chaim says Nalgat. Chaim says that Mandoma Rechir from the Polics says that even if it's the real Peroin Metashlumin, Helach is Chaim Shvur. The Divin Pelch Helach. Avom, Ho Mia Moide. Rabbi Chiye, the Pelech Chal Din Peru Avedin Tashlumin. Lefi Zeh Nire. Tod Mechakin Hashayim Mechiv Kaka Mechiv Metatalin. Means every Choyv involved in Tel Kaka Metatalin. And even if you get rid of one, have the other. You have to deal with both. Both are always a factor. Urak Hechad Choshev Od Mechuy Voimed Vaidosa. Aval Hechad Vaidosa Choshev The adds like this. The star is The Shas Peruvet Hashlumin is Peruvet Hashlumin Mitzah Chalitz Peruvet Hashlumin is only because Har Shal Shibun Chosim Shibun Kakois, obviously it doesn't make Peruvet Hashlumin on Metavlin. So the if there's Kakois Mishubodim, if there's Kakois Mishubodim, and the Kakois could be either by him or by anybody for that, I'm assuming. And so Haidov Hashem makes Peruvet Hashlumin. How do I know that? Because Halach. How do I know? Because Halach. It's Halach. So the Halach is not just the fact that the Halach. And then, basically, Halach is not just the fact that the Yitz Kalk is available for Gevir. That's not Halach. Halach is, it's called Tashlumin on it, and that's how Abraham said that that's what a Halach is. That's what Halach is. And according to Rav Sheshes, it's part of the Meshuvah. So now, Halach, the way Dos, I chose to prove that Tashlumin on Kalk was cheated at the Dinah Gay Dos Kalk. ואף אגב דמי דגם במתעדלין מקום קום הפור ותשלום מן שחר להשיב בקרקויס מה שולה לידוס שיב בקרקויס ובמי לפי לאנס אבל זה נצמד את מישהו פי זה נראה להם את הולסם הול מבור בסוג את הידוע שעה והלך בשיב לקרקויס שבוי את הסוג יקיים מראשון למדום הלך חייב על כן זאת הקום הגמור תאם כבן הקופונים הלך מיו הביו וחושב כפור ותשלום מן הקרקע אם כן ימי להביו שיב לקרקויס הפרות לכל יום גם למדום הלך חייב משום דאין יש בנה שבקה כויס. אבל אם חינם הייתי בגב נדלה והלך, ולא בפור ותשלום מקרקע, עוד זה מין הקיים תחיל והיהוד, גם המתל ומיס בי, גם בידו הסתל ומשל והבי, מי דמיצה את זה מתחייב אחרי בשבוע. לפי זה אני חדש זה רבן, מה שבוע זה כבר בידו הסמיצה, ביקסו בתחייב בשבוע, בשבוע מדמת היו. תניר את עוד השעה והלך, חודים מסוים, רק ביש תורויס. אוקיי, we'll stop here, let's slow it says. This is the first half of Chaim. He says, this is about this very, very beautiful Gevalt Gevalt. Chaim touches up Hoidah Shtar. Somebody's made the Mishnah. So what happens? So we said, the first thing is that what happens in Hoidah Shtar is not a Machlokes Mepchiyin Mepchesh. Everybody's masking to the objective description of what happens with Hoidah Shtar. Shal is what the ramification is having Gavish was made to meet us. So what happens is that it makes a choy peru, it makes a chalois peru v'tashlumin on the choy. I'm trying to explain that later, but that's a given. How do I know that? Because it's halach. How do we know it's halach? Because the pshes is potter. The pshes is ever dosh star is potter. The gemara says the kohen pshes is shtaim is potter because it's halach. So that's the function of the gemara. If he's made the shtaim chayim, I'm chayv shtaim, and the star is slum din and says shtaim. And there's Shibur on Shtayim, Machmas Shtar. So any time a loyv is made, Rav Sheshes says it's part of Halach. Now let's take it back up and say, what makes it Halach? Because Halach, because being made to Shtar, even though he's not touching money and nobody smells any money, but being made on a Shtar is Halach with Hashem. It's Halach, it's the same thing, it's exactly the same thing as taking cash out of his pocket and saying, and here's a 50 oil. Right, that's one oifen of Halach. The other oifen of Halach is exactly the same din. So one is b'metavlin and one is b'kaka. The other oifen of Halach b'kaka is made to b'shtar. It's tantamount to saying ke'ilu, here's the payment for the amount I was making. That's one. The melech says, if you hold Halach's part, it's very good. What if you hold Halach's chayv? Here comes the Yisrael Chaim's what Yisrael Chaim says. If you hold Halach's chayv, normally, but it depends what the halach was in. Here we're dealing with kalka. Here the peruvet hashlumin is chal in. Was chal on the kalka. When somebody's again, let's repeat this. You say when somebody's made the b'shtar, so it makes a chalos peruvet hashlumin on because there's nechosim shubodim. Nechosim shubodim always means kalka. It's not the mitavlin the meshubit, which is chal a peroin and tashlumin. The chalos peroin is only in the kakois hamshubodim because that's what the shah makes. Shibur is only chal on the kaka. Makes shibur. So now with Eidor is the peroin with tashlumin. So this is relevant even according to Reb Chiya. Why is it relevant? Because the halacha is like this. Ein yishmor, and here Reb Chaim goes with Rashi. Rashi said that the Gemara says here, and all Yisraelim go with this, that ein yishmor al shibur kakois, ein yishmor kakois, ein yishmor al shibur kakois. That there's two halachas in that. Ein nishmona kfiru shibur kakois, ve'ein nishmona hoidor shibur kakois. Right? If they just like by saying just like if he's made the field tonoi kelim mekakois, tonoi kelim mekakois, let's say. How did it become kov mekakois? How did it become kakois if kov mekelim potu? Right, how did mekakois if kov mekelim potu? He's both in both cases. He's part of the kviras and potential kakois, so the potential shvur would have been about kaka. That's part. That's part of any shmona kakois. But what in the other case? Tarnoi kakois, haydu be kakois, v'kava be kelim. So why is it not so weird there? The moment in question is the metadlin. Why shouldn't they be nishvah the metadlin? Because they do. They do as kaka. Right? So they're foolish. Kiman foolish in the gemara. So just like haydos, just like kviras, it's the same din. Just like kfir, because it's the same cloud by the cloud. Just like kfiras kakoyes namachayv shvur, who din haydos kakoyes namachayv shvur. From which you see, I mean, we mentioned yesterday, not just begat what you see from here. When you see from here that if you see from here, there's not the tradition of machayv shvur, but you can't, the Torah says, kak is not something you can swear about. Chisan echetimse. You see from here that it's a ptur. It's a ptur in the ganze machayv. Because he doesn't have to hoido be kakois bekova be kelim, so the shvur in question would have been shvur about kelim, about metabolin. Nevertheless, he's part of him shvur. Why? Because they do be mixas was on kaka. So you see that if kaka is involved in the tiny kfir haido, so it's not mechayiv. It's a chesaron etzim mechayiv shvur, not just in the chesaron hechetimson implementing the chiyuv shvur. But that do both. Haido's kaka. It's pulled the same way Chris Kaka is pulled, even though on Hedosh Kaka you're not swinging on the counter. Okay. Now, says Reb Chaim, that here, if the Hedosh is, say like this, since Hedosh Shtar makes, since Hedosh Shtar makes it, the Chayim is Peruv Tashlumin, so here's his big vote. This tells us that the Hedosh was Hedosh Kaka. Hedosh Kaka. Normally, let's say there's Haidor, as opposed to what? As opposed to Haidor, which doesn't make Peyorim with the Shulman. Right? There's two Gibiyah, and this is the whole vote in this paragraph. Like, there could be a case, there could be a Mal Veloy, a Tain, a Kfir Haidor, of a Choyv that has Shulman Chosim, if El Shibur the Raisa, or if you hold, there was a Maisa Bezdin, if you hold the Shulman without a Rashab. There could be many cases where the Shibur, with this Kakois, Mishubad Mamish, and there's Shibur Metalgon, and Shibur Chosim, and Shibur Kakois. There could be a Taina, there could be a Haidor, there could be a Kfirah. In those cases, the Haidor and the Kfirah is in the Etzim Choyv, and the Etzim Choyv splits his Mishchag Tul. The Etzim Choyv gives him Shibud Matabun, gives him Shibud Kakois. So that's like the Koyfi, whatever he's Koyfi, whatever amount, whatever he's Koyfi, and Moedin pertains to the Choyv and spills over to all the Nechosim. All the Nechosim. So that's why if there's a, right, all the Nechosim. Maybe the Mushubur or not Mushubur based on what he says, well, based on what he admits and based on what he denies. He's either admitting, denying, Shubur Nechosim, Beishim Kloli. But here, but let's say he's made the Bishnar. So I've not been a Din Peryo in Chal, so then made Bishnar means I'm Chayiv 200. Chayiv 200. So it's Negeya, I'm Chayiv 200. And now he has to go and collect, he has to pay, he has to collect. But since there's a chalois peyorin which happens immediately with Eidor, but the chalois peyorin is chal where? Chalois peyorin is chal dafkin akata. Dafkin akata, it's not chal metatlin. So that, this defines the Eidor. Eidor was exclusively Eidor's kaka. It wasn't Eidor's momin. It's Eidor's kaka. It's Eidor's kaka. This is the Givad of Yechidush. The Eidor is Eidor's kaka. Because it makes, it changes. The not quite the ownership, but the makes a peyorin in tashlum and chal on the karka. Makes a peyorin in tashlum and be chal on the karka. So even though I talk about I owe you 100, he's not talking about a piece of land, an acre of land, or anything. They're talking about figures. They're talking about figures, 100, 1,000, whatever it is. They're talking about an abstract choyv. But which what it creates a peyorin in tashlum in the karka, so it's defined as a dos karka exclusively. Once it's a dos kaka, so even though what he's koyfer, but he's still koyfer another chelk of the tefir. He's koyfer the other half of the tefir. The other half of the tefir, he's koyfer. I don't owe you. I owe you 100, and the other 100, I don't owe you. So the kfir is a kfir's moment in the general sense of the term. The kfir is a kfir moment. The kfir is not exclusively a kfir kaka. The kfir is a kfir choiv, which is metatlin, which is kamtatlin and kaka. So there is what to swear about. He could swear about the kfir. But since the door was exclusively a door's kaka, there's no mechayiv. You're missing the mechayiv. So that's part of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabchi is masking him, that even though it's not, there's no loch of Halach, Halach is always chayiv. Halach is always chayiv is shvur. But here we impinge upon another halacha, different halacha. And it's more, no, kfirs or haidah, shibu kakois. And he will say, haidah, shibu kakois.
Why is specifically
called
Mekarkin and
all the metal thing? Because only Kaka and Shubit. Metal is a Shibud. Then we'll see right. Then we're about to see the explanation. Shtar makes Shibud Kakois. That's Meshub Metal. That was in the very beginning already. Metal had no more Meshubit of the Shah than us. But the Shah doesn't affect Metal than he was there. Shtar creates a Chalei Shibud, a Kenyan, a Schus moment for the Malva in the Kakois. And they do Shtar. Makes a tashlumin. right in the clear. Okay, zel tekoma. So let's read again the pick up a line before. Okay, zel tekoma behagumah. The came the kaponim. Helach miyavio. Helach means a mitzvah of making peyroin in tashlumin. Choshev kibur betashlumin b'dafku b'karka. אם כן, אם אלא, ושיבר הכויס, מין זה ידוע שיבר הכויס. ופה דו כולי אמו, גם למען דו מאל חייב, מתלמדי נשבור ענף שיבר הכויס. אבל אינו חינמי, זה בגב נדלו יהווה הלך, ולא יהווה פרו ותשלומן בקרקע, אם זה ידוע, זה מייק, הפרו ותשלומן בקרקע. עוד זה מינן, but there is כהכויס משלבודים, there is כהכויס משלבודים, but the door doesn't make it פרו. עוד זה מינן, כאבן דחיבה, הוא גם על מטלטלין, right, Ko'omu, like we know. V'yitz be'gam v'idoas metatlin, v'idoas metatlin, v'yitz metatlin. Shav v'havei moed v'mitzas u'mechai v'shvuf. V'yitz v'havei nichod asemama. But suppose the guy v'idoas v'mitzas b'ksuvah, and again, ksuvah means the chi of ksuvah that the Baal has when he gets married, but it doesn't mean the shtar. There was no shtar. There was no ksuvah, there's no shtar. But every Baal that gets married is automatically chayv. And it's automatic shibud nechosim too. It's nichod asemama, ma'a shuposak. When you say the nechosim and mishubed, we mean that if the loyver sells the karka to somebody else to lekech, the malvin can take it away. That's the nechosim shubodim, and you can have that in the, and you can have cases. Here's ktuba of chaim in the shulchan shavuos. Means another case. You can have cases which the shubin nechosim without a shtar. You don't need a shtar for that. You can have cases. That means that the baal choyv, the one that had the choyv, the one that was chayv, had karkois and he sold them away, there's too much shibud. Fine. But that's not a k'nos shibud. There's a level, it's a much higher level called shtar, with called shibud. Shibud, a shtar. What's different about it? What's different about it is everything we're talking about here. What's different about it is that shtar makes hak'no'a shibud. Hak'no'a shibud. Hak'no'a shibud means to the malveh. To the Baal Choyv. Avos, and since it's Akno Ashibud, and then he's going to mention another phrase in a few lines. Since it's Akno Ashibud, so then the Haido and the Shtar is Peroin Vitashum. Avos, Kol Maisa Bezen, Avdi Goyim Ve'agam Mim Shubodim, but Mikolim Kol Mechashif Helech. Helech means Peroin Vitashum. Chumash Kosev Ramba, Magdalad, Milchusayim Ve'nitan, Alokhodol, Zoshen, Ein Maidev Mitzchayim Shvur, Akshay Yedev Dov, Shav Shal Lichpo, but כיצד מי שזון חבי בו ממה דין ונייש יצא לך חמישים שבשר זה וחמישים בלו יסתר אין לך ביות דין לחמישים שבשר אין זה מי דין מיצה שעשר לא תאו בקשבוסי וכן חוסם שבות אם אפילו כובע בו יחי חייב שם This is the Rambam. The Rambam, this is what we should have been done. The Rambam should be done. And by an hour sugi. The Rishonim and the Lechoyim, the Rishonim, the Lechoyim, the Mekatsin Rambam, the Rishonim, The Rambam was mechanic a new reason. The moment Shein Yochel Lich Babay. That's what Shein understood in this Rambam. That moment Shein Yochel Lich Babay is not mechanic. A hedor about moment Shein Yochel Lich Babay is not mechanic Shvuos Medim Mitzvahs. Why they don't say? Yeah, said the Magamisha, not Magamisha, I said. We'll see. We'll read the next time first. Yeah, Valoy, Besugi, Bob Messiah, Dabdal, Mavua, Dab, Tor, Humishum Helich. And the Ram says, Helich is Potter. The Ram Pazel, I can't do Helich is Potter in Pekalf, in Benitan. Vim Cain says, Rab Chaim says, Bakoch, the whole cause of Rambam, Taimo, Shashtar, this reason, the explanation, which appears in Pekdal, Dalad, Shashtar, Lotel, Bak, Vosev, Chon, Chosav, Mishu, Bodboy, Zel, Guva, Klod, Helich. If the Gemara says it, so that's what Chaim said. But the Magamisha, the Lachamisha already. It's not the Lachamisha is up or not right here on that Rambam. That's Helich. Okay. It means it's a description of Helich. Why it's a description? Why is Hidar Beshtar Helich? Because Mamash and Yochab, because the Teilbak Kvirasa Vekon Chasim Shubodimai. And Chaim will explain. So he says, Zekuva Klod Helich. That what Rambam says, these things, is what makes it. Is what makes it Helach. Vim kein l'shach zes el b'shtar. Dishibuta b'yodoy. V'ayis eidlus achoyv gamken b'yodoy. Ozu da v'helach. Helach means that Haidor makes a payroy mitashvun. V'ashen ki v'maisa bezdin. Nid gevei mishubotim en yocholitin gam perua. Avo mikom kom bik achoyv en b'yodoy yesi mishoyim malva b'alpe v'akohu la v'helach. Yeah. Here, v'chaim use a few key words here, which we have to explain as a Hashem. He says two things. What's unique about Shtar? Again, there can be a lot of cases of Shubun Chosim, Shubun Adaraisa, and other cases with the Shubun Chosim and the Kakoisam Shubodim, but you won't have this unique din. You won't have this unique din that Haidor makes it Halach, which means makes it Perua. Why not? Because it's only by Shtar. Only by Shtar. And Chaim says two things here. In Cain, look inside. This is the main line of Reb Chaim in this kata. In Cain, Shach says Elo B'Shtar. Why Shibuda B'Yodoy V'Rayis V'Eidus Achoyv Gamkin B'Yodoy? Shibuda B'Yodoy is what means what he calls Haknos Hashibud. Haknos Hashibud. Here, this means like this. Shibuda B'Yodoy means that he's Muzo Gan Hashibud. By having a shtar like this, the shibud is written in the shtar. When you have a shtar, and the shtar makes shibud, and the Baal Chayv is holding onto the shtar, has the shtar, so he's the karka is calling to him. First of all, calling to him for a schus moment. He has a schus moment in the karka. But beyond the Chayv, the Chayv means he's music in it. I'll give you a dogma. The Torbin, I'll give you a dogma. We pass the Tyson says in a lot of places, Mechila and Smichakinin. The Ram also says, Mechila and Smichakinin. If you make a lachoy, you don't have to make a kinin. Right? So, when you're marking something, we want to be matna an item of chayvah, so you have to make it my sakin. You can't just do it by word of mouth. So you can't say, I'm giving you my table, giving you my watch. It's yours. You can't, even though there's very strong das matna, very strong das kain that he wants, and he wants. Shnei moitz, mi ma'akev, yeah, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. You can't do it just by thinking about it. That's what I said, Muslim. You have to make it my sakin. What about mechila? What about mechila? Mechila is a chayv. And the Malba tells the Lord, it's mochuloch. Does he have to make it my sakin? Which kini would he make? Kini sultich, basically. They have to make it, so mechila ain't suchi kini. Let's be meichel. Because there's no ban, it's not shvet to understand. It's not, he even has a din moment, but he's not giving him a moment ban. You don't have to make a kini. You don't have to make a mice kini on an item. Mechila ain't suchi kini. I come back to mechila ain't suchi kini. What if it's a... So the answer is like this. What if it's a mu b'shtar? A move b'shtar. So the smab says that even though mechila and smichakinin, but here it's not going to work. Can't say mochaloch. Can't say mochaloch. Why? Because he has to. Because the kaka is mtubed him, and he has a kinyan in the kaka. Not the kinyan gomu. It's not his legame. It's not his. It's still the lawyer's. But the shibud itself is a kinyan. That which the kaka is mtubed is a semi kinyan, what we call the chati kinyan. The ball is lost in the ritva. Literally use the phrase in talking about shibud. Didn't say that's what it was. But the problem, use the phrase. So that's why we use it. It's a semi kinyan. It's a chati kinyan. So once you have kaka, which has a in which. Not only it's mishubit for the chayv, but normally metavlin mishubit for the chayv. The is mishubit for the chayv. Even kakoyz, if you're jibun d'raisa, it's mishubit for the chayv. It's mishubit for the chayv. In fact, there is a schus that the malv has to be goyver, which survives even when he gives it to elokeach. But this is a kinyan. This is a kinyan that the shibud d'raisa means he's muzik. It's by him. It's his. It's the schus moment that he has kinyan dik. He has kinyan dik. So maybe a mechila about prayer is not enough. You have to make a meis kinyan to relinquish. It's like if you have, right, it's like saying I'm meichel the sefer to you. You can't. It's not chal. It's not chal because you can't be a mechila is not nitan the kinyan. The mechila kinyanim not nitan the mechila. Chavis nitan the mechila. Kinyan not. So if you want to give up a kinyan, you have to make a meis. You have to give up a kinyan having a chavis and saying now the chavis is yours. I'm giving up my kinyan. I'm giving it to you. Why do you get something called Hefker? I'm not talking about that. Hefker is something else. Hefker is totally something else in government. We're talking about the transaction between Reuven and Shimon. That's not Hefker. So mainly you have to make a Mesekinyan. That's what it means, that the Shtar, he gives him a schus moment in the Shibud, which in the Kagam Shibud, which Stam Shibud Chosin doesn't have. Doesn't involve. That's the first halacha. That's the first halacha, and the mechil is a good example to illustrate it. The second thing, the second phrase he says is, Shibud b'yodei ve'rayis ve'edus achoyev gamkin b'yodei. Ve'rayis ve'edus achoyev gamkin b'yodei. What does that mean? How do you understand that? Rayis ve'edus achoyev gamkin b'yodei. So what? Rayis ve'edus achoyev b'yodei. What does it mean? Rayis and edus achoyev b'yodei. What does it mean? I guess. The halacha is, I'll explain to you what it doesn't mean. It means more than this. The halacha is, Reb Chaim says mefush. You can have something called Ma'aser Bezdin. Ma'aser Bezdin, everything you have in Shai, you have in Ma'aser Bezdin. Ma'aser Bezdin means that the Bezdin declared the plane is chayv, made it. The Kondo said the plane is chayv. And so until plenty has to bring proof that he paid up, and he can't say paraiti, he can't say non chayavti. So there also, plenty has no nemonos. And create shibud nechosim. But this Chaim is saying that there's something in shtar we don't have in some shibud nechosim. So for example, Ma'aser Bezdin create shibud nechosim. Take that as an example, right? So what is it? What does it mean? Rayis ve'edus biyodoi, right? So and two things: shibud biyodoi and rayis ve'edus biyodoi. So what does it mean? I'm saying if it means that let's say nechosim ashubit, nechosim ashubit shibud rayis too come to bechnon. Now we love rayis already. And if it means that there's no nemonos on the part of the lover to say parait di lanis chayav di ladam, there can be many cases in which there's no nemonos. Even without shah, there's no nemonos. Ma'aser Bezdin, the gemara vayter. The after zvov, I think against Ma'aser Bezdin, the baal din is not nemon to say parait. You have to be very vayter. There's no nemonos. So what does it mean here that star is different, something you need? This man, if you don't understand, it's very schwer. If you don't understand, it's mamish is a... I don't know what it is. It's like climbing the walls. So what does it mean? Shibud b'yodai and rayis v'edus v'shar b'yodai. Choy b'yodai. Rayis v'edus v'hadim snu all over the suggestions. What does it mean? Kishar is a piece of paper and then that's not. But the same concept, at the end of the day, he is... He also has a raya. Biyodai, something you hold on to. What does it mean? So, and the second thing, right? And so first thing we discussed a little bit, Shibud Biyodai. Right, and Eidus Achor Biyodai means like this. means that the What's the nigger bar shtar here? Like this, they go step by step. What's the nigger bar shtar is edus. Edim asum al-shan naskim mishnah kudusim. We're talking about shtar with edim. Edim asum al-shan naskim mishnah kudusim. Bezdin mishnah kudusim. It's a chetz of edus. And so we have a chetz, shtar is a chetz of edus. There's plenty of them, plenty. But that's what it is. It's a chetz of edus. And edus is... well, it's a chetz of edus. They're playing love and playing. So what? So you can have a move about pet. Let's say two Aiden witness. What's the difference between two Aiden witnessing a move about pet and a star that says playing love? Again, I would believe Aiden in flesh and blood more. The shy can be Messiah, but who says not Messiah? It's not. We don't assume it's not. What's unique about the shah? I tell you, there's another loch here. There's another loch. I tell you the vot, and then it will illustrate it. The vot is that the longness is. That when you write a shtar on a chayv, so the shtar contains the chayv. The chayv is now in the shtar. What do those words mean? The shtar is in the chayv. It means what? It means that the chayv is an abstract din. It means that he's shibud guf and he be tevayim and goyve. He's liable and he's the baal chayv. Now normally the any alvah generates this matzav of malvin, loyvin, every loyvin is malvin, everything else. When you have a shtar. So the shtar is in the chayv. The chayv is in the shtar. I explained to what I mean. Explained to the Lashon Rabbah we referred to once, but let's read Lashon inside. Very close to the Lashon Rabbah. The Rambam says like this. When the Rambam talks about Mechir Shavas, Pergvav Vilchus Mechir, this Rambam they said Godel. This Mechogis Vishayim. Big Mechogis Vishayim. Twice is a few places talks about it. Well, the Mechir Shavas at the Rice of the Rabban. Mechir Shavas we mentioned a few days ago. Mechir Shavas, you have a Malvin loiv, a Malvin. Has the shtar chayv, the lawyer wrote and had Adam sign. The mob wants to transfer the shtar to somebody else. He wants somebody else to take over the shtar and take over the chayv. Okay, so you can do it with you can do it with ksiva mesira. Ksiva means you write a shtar on the shtar, write another shtar on the shtar, and hand both over to the coin to the buyer. The Rambam says it's midrabon. The Rambam says it's midrabon. The pergvav of mechiva lochi beis kinyan hashtoris b'derech zayis m'divei seifim. But mina Torah can't do it. Why not? It says around the following has been. Mina Torah ain't the rayas niknois. El guva dover bar koni. Mina Torah, so I'll read the second. The last half of the sentence is the only thing you can sell is guva dover bilvad. Guva dover bilvad. But what is it about Shah they can't sell? Ain't the rayas niknois. Ain't the rayas niknois. Ain't the rayas niknois. What do you mean, ain't the rayas niknois? It's, I mean, you're selling a raya. It's only right. The Teretz is that here's the key. The key to the whole Indian of Shtoris. And this is what the Chaim says in two words. It means this whole Indian. That once you have a Shtar written about a Chayv, so the Baal Shtar is a Baal Chayv. Why? Because he's a Baal Shtar means the Shtar talks about him. Suddenly, it was written his name. It says, Ruvein Lova Mishimin. The Shimon's holding on to the Shtar. So he's Shimon. He's the Baal Shtar. So the Shtar speaks on his behalf. The Baal Shtar is a Musik in Shtoris. The Shtar, it constitutes Eidus. I don't know if you learned in Yevomis last year. The Ramban, in the second paragraph, he said in the Daf. Amdalf? Daf what? Amdalf, yeah. And say, Veskos in Mulchamis. Ain't that Shtar, Oysa Meisa, Shtar by Mpil and Pixovim. Ain't that shah waisim as a shah el biad ha baldova, el biad baldin. Means the shvashat, the shah being in the hands of the baldin vitalizes and turns it from a piece of paper into a chetz of edus b'shtar. Edus b'shtar, it's only in the hands of the baldin. The baal, so such as the music is the baal shtar. The baal shtar not only energizes, but pushes it as mechay mesim. Like this is it's a piece of paper. And the shtar turns into chetz of edus in the hands of the baal shtar. But more than that, That's by the Kholi Eidus Hashtar. Here the Baal Araya is about it becomes the Baal Chayv. It defines him as being the Baal Chayv. What does the Shtar say? If in this case the Shtar says that Reuven is Chayv the Shimon, Shimon is the Baal Shtar. So he, but because he the Baal Shtar is holding the Shtar, so he's holding the Chayv. I'll give you a dugma dover. We mentioned the Shita. The Baal Shita divided in Bar Mitzvah Daf Gimel. I think we mentioned this a few days ago. is that if you write a shtar, write and sign a shtar, a bar al avod, give it over to the lover, gives the malve. So even if everybody knows the avod didn't take place, means chayv. They write about avod, they don't write chayv and niloch. Chayv and niloch is a different sugya. That's something stupid. It's chayv and niloch. That we're not making any claims or pretensions. Here they write a story that where it's Beshish and Beshabbos, the Yud Ches Machesh, when there's a Ruvay Lov Mishimin. It never happened. Never happened. He's chayv. He's chayv. Why? Because he became a Baal Shah Bar Alvo. The essence of there's a Shtar, it says, talks about Alvo, there's Edim. He's a Baal Shah. So the Edos of, and the Rayas El Shah's Biyodog. Now, what does the Rambam mean? Let's come back to the Rambam. The Bible sounds, and there's a very long shikul in something wants to see the Rikas, we have to look it up. In the Shulam Zecha Abamori, from my grandfather, and the Yotze Shulam, he has a long shikul explaining this with Rayas and Asbury, but you don't need, we just need the Kitzat one. But there's a long shikul there. And this is what he says, that the issue in transferring Mechivas Torahs is transferring the bailus of the Shah, the metaphysical union of the Baal Araya. Who's the Baal Araya? For whom does the Shah speak? For the Shah to constitute a Chelz of Eidus has to be in the hands of the Baal Shah. The Baal Shah doesn't mean the one who's holding the paper. Baal Shah means the Baal, he's the Baal of the Raya. The Raya was made for him, and they're speaking about him. Well, let's say the Baal Chav, the Maal, to whom the Shah was given, wants to give it over to somebody else. So if you hold it, you can transfer Baal on the Rayas. So then, you can make an effective transfer, then you can transfer Baal, then Mechir Shah will be the Rayas. Says, and if Mechir Shah is, and here we come to the equal point here. The Rambam is Matal Gis. Lu Yitzuri, Rayas will be Nikne. Rayas Nikne doesn't mean... Right, it means the power raya. It means that the kohen becomes the one in whose hands the shah also talks Edus dick. Like this shah is a newspaper, which is worthless. Not even you can have fish in it. But if the shah is Edus, so then it's a piece of Edus welcome dobo. Shah is Edus losh rabban, only in the hands of the Baal Shah. What if the Baal Shah wants to transfer that kohen to somebody else? So who you see do the raise? So two things would happen as in the Rambam. Number one, the very fact that somebody else becomes the Baal Shah. The Shah continues to function with the Raisa as a Shah in the hands of the other guy. Hands of the other guy. He becomes a new Baal Shah. Number two, the unfortunate Rambam, the Choy will be transferred. And this is the guy I will still get right now. The Choy will be transferred. If you can transfer the Shah, Baal on the Shah, i.e. the Rai of the Shah, like the Rambam says, if you transfer Baal Shah, means the new owner of the piece of paper becomes the Baal Shah, which means the Rai. He's the one for whom the Shah speaks. It's his Edus. He's the Baal Araya. So then he would become the Baal Choyv in the Raisa. How's that work? Somebody borrowed money from him. How would the Choyv be transferred if the Raya could be transferred? Now, who was it bound? That's what Chaim is saying. That's the vote. The Shah contains, the Choyv is now contained in the Shah. Doesn't mean that you have to peel back the layer of the Shah and you find money there. That's not what it means. It means that the Baal Shah is the Baal Choyv. The Baal Shah is the Baal Choyv. Choyv means the Baal Shibur Aguf. And now it was given over to the Baal Shah. It's an enhancement. It doesn't mean that it's an enhancement. It's not to be Magreya, the fact that the reason he lent the money, so the fact of lending him money is enough to make him a Baal Choyv. The Shah is written, he has more than that. He's a Baal Choyv because he has a Shah. He's a Baal Shah. So maybe holding a shah is an enhanced, it's a Baal Choyv. You're holding on to the shah, what's an Afkimina? The Afkimina is his Mukhzak on the Choyv. Good, that's something else which we don't. Let's leave that for a minute. What?
Why can't you sell Shtarai?
Because Ein Arayis Nikno, it's exactly the word. The Rambam held that Midarayis, they can't transfer Baals of the Shah. It's not transferable. That abstract union of becoming the Baal Shtar, i.e. that the Shtar speaks Eidlus for you, it's only for the one form was written originally, Lecha Meikola.
But you can get taken.
Midrabbanan made a takona, then you can do it. But it's only takona midrabbanan. But Midrash said there's no way of transferring it. But we've been with that two things, and so let's just sum up. Two things. That the Sadhguru thing is the Baal Shtar, and that something is Baal Shtar, i.e. the Baal Rai, and number two, the Baal Shtar is the Baal Choyv. And I see both of these things from that Rambam. Both of these things I see from the Rambam. Because Rambam says, why is Mechirah Shtoris mean selling a Shah Choyv is Mitrabonah? Because any Rai is Nignois. It means, so first of all, such a thing is selling a Rai. That's the first thing. And number two, the implications, the fortune implication of Fuhish. Had Rai been Nignois, the Choyv would be Nignois. And it stems the avot, shows the avot. So the Ramban, this is not hechma to that, but the Ramban says he gives a shtav, but the avot never happened. He gives it over to the Baal Shtah, and he becomes chayiv. Why? He's a Baal Shtah. He's holding on to the right that says, and some is chayiv manitim, so he tells his chayiv manitim. The chayiv is contained in the shtav. Now that being the case, so holding on to the shah puts somebody, it's not just puts, and second thing is Shibud Biyodai excuse me, Shibud Biyodai is that he's kind of Shibud, and there's a kin in the Shibud and something else, the kin that he has in Shibud is also told in Shibud Biyodai. And this is the sort of the Avnozah, which Reb Chaim said in two words there, but Zichr, that this is what he meant. The Avnozah is a very choshev Avnozah. No, he says in three places. He says, here's one. He says that Ashrei is the Avnozah. Even if we don't get the Yudalud, maybe we will. But upon him, very important to show still this number here. The last halacha in Gzel of Aveda. The end of the Chesavet, they have the sugyas in the end of the first kind of woman see about Shtoris. If you find the Shah in the street, you don't know if it fell from Mavaloyev, so you can't return it. Don't return it. Kabbalah is the You don't return it. Says the Rambam. Call a Shtoris and so says the Sovik. Call a Shtoris and because maybe it's paid out, or maybe it's not paid out, so you don't give it to anybody. Call a Shtoris and him so him. Shadinam Shlo Yachzir. Right, whatever. Here, the din is don't give it back because we have a subject. Maybe the chayv is paid up. So and we know. It's not like we don't know. It comes to Bezdin and Bezdin doesn't know that it was on the street. We know. We're talking about we know. We know what happened. It was on the street. Somebody found it, and he acted improperly. He didn't learn the end of Shai Merzin because he learned in Yeshiva his whole life. So never got the end of Shai Merzin. So he turned it to the Malvin. Good, after all the arichos and the kefal losh and the. That's a different story, I have no means. But upon him, the halacha, that's the halacha of the Rabban. It was returned to the Malva, the Malva comes to Bezdin, nobody's hiding anything. We know what happened. He says, I'm the Baal Shtah, he's my Shtah. So Bezdin proceeds and As if it never was on the street the day before. How can that be? This says it's much tov. It's a race and a shah. How can we proceed and be goyim chasim shabodim and proceed as if it's the rabbi of the way says. Din zayin mechuvu. In mutlak bevezan afil beedim vein donu by meisah. Says Rabbi Zalman. He says like this. What is even here? He's even here that. The one Nakuda here, this silence, you have to answer. The one Nakuda, again, the name was very Choshen Nakuda, that is what. See if I'm here, that Shtar is not just, a raya that the lawyer borrowed money. Shtar is not just a written record. Shtar is not just a written record that someday, the day written in the Shtar, perhaps or perhaps not, the lawyer borrowed money from Malva. It is also that. It might also be a written record, which has some reliability in Bezdin. But if what I'm talking about here is an Shtar Chayiv, a Shtar, it could be if you write a Shtar about Kaka, about a kingdom, Kaka, that took place, and you mentioned the other day, then it's a written record. Okay. But if you're talking about a Shtar Chayiv is not one of that. Shtar Chayiv, his lotion is absolute the Chayiv. He's taking the most lotion of the Shtar is absolute the Kaka, the handle. What you put in the horse to lead it. Absol. The Absol. So he says, Shtar is Absol the Choyv. The Malve, when he's holding on to the Shtar, he's holding on to the Choyv. He uses Absol. We would say that the Choyv is contained in the Shtar. He says the same idea in his lesson. Shtar, Absol the Choyv.
Even if Adam say they saw that the borrower dropped the Shtar?
No. We don't know from him. No. Then it's bottle. Then it's bottle. Then Adam say it's bottle. It was on the ground, and he says, "Fell for me." No. And we have a suffix. We don't know. It's mamish. It's mona. What the suffix? The whole thing is a suffix. We don't know who fell from him. If we know the sword that fell from him, then the whole thing's a lie. It's a lie. It's Baltim Mavutal. The Shas Baltim Mavutal. One Shas was paid out, it's Baltim Mavutal. We're talking about we don't know what's paid up or not. And we don't know if it might have fallen from him. So Kai Gavner, once he comes back, these are details which, if we get him, then we'll work on understanding the best of him. That for the Sovik. But the Sovik, in which becoming a Mutzak resolves those fakes, that's not so fair. We can live with these ideas. Becoming a Mutzak resolves the fakes about the fakes at the moment. But here the idea is how does the Shah contain Eidus? It's not the Eidus, not merely the Eidus of the Shah. The objective Eidus of the Shah says it was Alvos, and therefore you'd be good in Chosin's bottom. Because Imishal Law is a real Sovik in Eidus. Let's say we have a Sovik. We have a subject whether somebody's Rosh or not, right? And there's no Cheses Kashmos. He's made in Bezdin. We know that Shneki Deidim Machishim Zazet. Take a better case. I'll give you a good example. Shneki Deidim Machishim Zazet. Let's say we pass in that the Film Adoma, you know what I'm talking about? Shneki Deidim Machishim Zazet. Let's say the Film Adoma, then Ainzu Bobif Nasmamidu. They're all possible. They're all possible. Together, assembly, they're all possible. That's the subject. Let's say one more question, and the Kalvim comes present. He's holding on to them. He's mukzak in the Edom. His Edus hashta Edus. The Edom is beyond the Edus. He's holding on to them, picks them up, and he tells talk, and they talk, and it makes a difference. It's not just mukzak in the Edus. So here he's holding on to the shtar. He's mukzak in the Edus. There's a vada, and there's nothing besides the Edus of the shtar. The nether loch him that the shtar contains the choyv of his loshon is absolute the choyv. If he's a mukzak on the shtar, he has the choyv and the shibud and the raya and the edus because it's all contained in the shtar, in the piece of paper. It's all contained in the piece of paper. That's the Rambam here. That's what Chaim says. Made like this. When somebody's made that, here, let's benazzle in the needle. Let's try to wrap up here. So since that shibud biyodai, shibud and they're both things. The shibud and the edus is biyodai. What does it mean to make the chalos peroi? We can talk more about it, but what does it mean to make peroi metashlum? Makes peroi metashlum. Let's say there's 5 pieces of land. There's a lot of real estate. Where's the peroi? Where's the shlumin? And what does it mean? Does it have any practical enough convenience? That's just one piece of land. What does it mean? So the first thing, right away, you have to say this. Right away, you have to go with the Nesiva says in a few places. Nesiva says in Nesiva's Cheshem Mishpot, in the end of Cheshem Mishpot, in. I forget where. But he also says it in the Sefer on Eben Ezra called Kilos Anker. See, it's called the Sefer Kilos Anker on Eben Ezra, Simon Chopres. I know my Mokum, Simon Chopres. But it's a big Yisoid. It says that Peroin doesn't need Peroin Chayv. When you make Peroin Chayv, you don't be makna the cancer to the Malva. I actually mentioned it in the past. Peroin is not an open makna. Peroin doesn't need a Masikinian. Doesn't need a Masikinian. What's a Hasbro? Hasbro is. Based on what the idea we spoke about a few weeks ago, recently, that just like Alvo is not a matono to loive, and he's a mechuyev in return to give another matono back to the malva at some future point in time. And that we spoke about in the idea. We have the Gemara and Kiddush. The Loshon Gemara and Kiddush is what Alvo is a sheilu at loy had to be nay. Sheilu. We spoke about the Rashi loy chasim. We spoke about it then. Sheilu at loy had to be nay. So then we spoke about on the way out. And those again on the way out. On the way out. I'll go on the way out. The Rashi holds, it's Lloyd Sayyidim, it's Lloyd Muhammad Komshem. Because really, basically, Alvo is merely a Shailud Ladubine. And now the Siva says, on the way back in, he's turning in the money, it's Moitz, whatever. He's coming to pay. What's happening on the way back in to Malvin, he's returning. He's returning, not giving him Matana. Same idea. He's not giving him Matana. If he's giving him Matana, he has to make a kingdom, he has to be Matana, he has to give it to him. In his aldam, in his hand, in his chotz, he can't say it's I'm paying you and comes his up. No, the vod is faket. On the way back in, he's returning. He's returning the mois. He's mois, but he is in quotations, and not really his because he's gone, and this is a replacement. But he's returning. So just like when you return a Polish ulo, that's Polish you have to make a kinyan. That's literally returning his poro. So here, up to a point, there's a certain similarity, a parallel. Returning his mois, these are different mois. It saves him. And the natural of Hashem, you have to make a peroi, you have to bring it to him. You can't say, go take it from there. You have to make a peroi. We don't know magic. The peroin makes. There's such a thing called peroin. Being pereya the choy without making a kinyan. So here, that's for sure. You have to use that musik here to understand. Try it a little bit. What Chaim is talking about. He's made there in the shtar. He took off a medikin and slid on a karka. Karka nigna, karka bekesef, shtar ubechazoko. What do you have here? Teretz is, it's peroin. It's a peroin. And there's a chaloy's peroin on the chob. Now, yesh layin, kunim chaim. Does that mean, who's the balam on the karka? Let's say it's one piece of land. This is one plot of land, which happens to be equivalent to the amount of the chob. And he's made there. In the shtar, he's made it. The two slum is made. Happens to be punked at one plot of land. So there's no variables here. So who's chayve? Is it still chayve mikurim? What's the din of this plot of land? Who's the etzim kinyan shaloi? Who's etzim kinyan shaloi? It's not 100% clear. It could be the such thing as a peroin. But who can eat the peris today, right? He's made there. But his kids are there playing. His kids, there's no reason better than it. The kids are eating the apples from the tree. So they became gazlan because he was made to b'chayv. What happened to him? So it could be that peroi just means that it's only made to become his. It's only made to become his, but that's him, kinyan didn't change yet. That's very, very big yitochin. Biki tochin. The chalai peroin means that I'm returning the choy. The haidah and the shayr is returning. Returning of, and here the kavod is fubid, so Yahweh didn't take the kakam. That's what a chalai peroin. Chalai peroin. But lav doesn't mean necessarily chalai peroin. Just using the nesivus to say this peroin doesn't mean making it his. Peroin means returning it. So here there could be, yesh lion. It is not in foolish. I don't think you find foolish here. It's not in foolish in Chaim. But it could be that he can continue to do the peris. He continues to eat the person land until the Malvi actually takes it over. And he's talking, and that's for sure that he has the right to offer him cash, and like it or not, he's the right to offer him cash. He can substitute cash for the land. But the chayv has become perua. The chayv has become perua because he was holding on to the shibut, and so now the katke is ready for him to take, in lieu of cash, in lieu of payment. Okay, tomorrow we'll talk about the payment shibus. Thank you.